Questions 8 to 14.
From the late 19th century onwards, more and more workers had time off work with pay. But the trend was given new impetus in 1948 when Parliament passed an act guaranteeing paid holidays. Soon, two-thirds of manual workers were having a fortnight off each year, and the majority of working-class families had enough money to stay away for a week or two. Most chose to go to the same resort that they had previously visited on their day trips, usually the closest to where they lived. In fact, many returned year after year to the same accommodation. Group holidays involving extended families, streets, or even whole towns were still the norm. Entire communities went on holiday together, especially when the major employers in northern industrial towns closed down for a week or two in the summer. The success story of British seaside resorts ended in the 1960s. One factor was the new jet aircraft, which brought travel to Spain or the Greek islands within reach of far more people. Then, too, the ever-expanding international tourist industry organized flights and accommodation covered by a single, fairly low payment. This was the birth of the package holiday. Sunshine replaced the sea as the main holiday attraction, and an annual foreign holiday with a suntan to prove it was now taken for granted as part of modern life. With the even greater affluence of the last few years, it's no longer unusual to take two or more holidays a year. Maybe a long-haul flight to Thailand, Australia, or the USA, plus a winter skiing holiday in Bulgaria, Andorra, or Canada. And in between, there may well be weekend breaks abroad, as the growth of low-cost airlines has meant that a flight to Spain or Italy can be cheaper than a much shorter train journey within Britain. Another change is that instead of the large groups of the past, the trend is for families to holiday by themselves. Many older teenage children and young people go on independent holidays with friends rather than their relations. And another trend is for school leavers not to go straight on to higher education, but to take what's called a gap year first, spending time in Australia perhaps, or travelling round the world. It's all a far cry from the seaside holidays in Britain of the past. Now, let's go on to another thing that developed in the...